With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. General Electric is facing a $92 billion sales backlog.
A backlog in general is a good thing or a bad thing. It depends what's in it. And for GE, that's the big question, is what's in it? You don't know what's in it because there are commercial agreements between whoever's buying products and services from GE. So there's a little bit of a mystery.
Wall Street Journal reporter Thomas Greida has the details in just a moment. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. A federal judge has voided Paul Manafort's plea agreement, saying the former Trump campaign manager made intentional false statements to investigators, even though he agreed to a plea deal requiring him to tell the truth. Prosecutors accused Manafort of breaching the September agreement, saying he had lied many times in sessions with investigators and before the grand jury. The ruling voids the government's obligations under the plea deal to offer leniency. Manafort is set to be sentenced on March 13th. Democrats and the White House are at odds over how to enforce trade rules ahead of a congressional vote on the new North American Free Trade Agreement. Democrats want to make sure Mexico will enforce environmental protections and allow workers to unionize by adding provisions to the current agreement. That could delay approval of the deal, which requires ratification in the House and Senate, as well as legislatures in Canada and Mexico. That's if the deal is to replace the original 1994 NAFTA agreement between the countries. The latest self-reported data from autonomous car companies show the technology is progressing, but so far still needs humans at the ready to take the wheel. The data comes from the California Department of Motor Vehicles. The state requires companies with testing permits to disclose data, including how often the autonomous technology is deactivated due to failure or because a safety operator had to take control. Each company defines that measure, known as disengagement, slightly differently. This Valentine's Day, fans of the original candy Conversation Hearts, known as Sweethearts, had a tough time finding their favorite holiday candy. That's because Necco, the maker of the candy, went out of business over the summer. And as Wall Street Journal reporter Annie Gasparo found out, other brands aren't cutting it for fans of the original.
One of those loyalists was Carol Evans in California, who has been eating Sweethearts since she was a kid, and she's 68 years old now, so she was devastated not to have them around this year. And when I asked her whether she would settle for Brock's, she said, "Save those for the next generation."
Necco began making the candy hearts with messages like "Be Mine" and "True Love" over a century ago. Spangler Candy bought Necco brands, including Sweethearts, when the company shuttered, but couldn't roll out Sweethearts in time for this year's Valentine's Day. Still to come, we'll get into the details of General Electric's $92 billion sales backlog. General Electric is facing a $92 billion sales backlog. The once powerful conglomerate, which has lost more than $200 billion in market value in recent years, is now focusing on its core power business. Joining us now with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Thomas Greida. Thomas, you've been reporting on GE, including a big piece the Wall Street Journal had last year about the decline of what was once a huge company that since spun off several of its units, was removed from the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and is now struggling to make its power unit profitable. Tell us about this $92 billion backlog that GE is now dealing with.
Sure. The backlog is the sum of the unfilled orders, basically. It's their backlog of business to come. They have one for the entire company, which is closer to $400 billion. And a backlog in general is a good thing or a bad thing. It depends what's in it. And for GE, that's the big question, is what's in it? You don't know what's in it because there are commercial agreements between whoever's buying products and services from GE. So there's a little bit of a mystery. But in recent years, the power division has had some difficulties. And part of that comes from bad deals, chasing market share, not being aggressive on price. So you know, when you cut those deals and they go into the backlog, you then have to work your way through them. So although their new CEO, Larry Culp, has taken over the company and is trying to sort of reset the power business, it has to take time because you have to work through those prior commitments. And some of them aren't great. So you may have deals that are low margin or negative margin, so you're going to lose money on the deal, which isn't that uncommon because part of their business is services, so they know they're going to make it up. But, you know, one thing that he's talked about very openly is about getting people more focused on price and margin, not worrying so much about closing deals at any cost.
And as you say, it's hard to know what's in the backlog because of private details of commercial agreements, but a big factor here is GE's takeover of Alstom's power business. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, they bought this power business a few years ago. It's a French company. The business has not been in as good shape as I think they expected. Overall, the market has declined since then, but there are a number of deals in the Alstom order book which were not favorable. And at the time of the deal, that was a point of contention between the companies. GE really wanted to see the order book, and the other parties did not want to open that up because it's still a competitive industry.
We should also mention that GE's power unit is currently under investigation by federal authorities and under close scrutiny from investors as well. This is going to be a challenge for CEO Larry Culp. What have you heard from him about the process and the timeline going forward?
It's going to be a long process from Larry and even under previous CEO John Flannery. It was a multi-year process to turn around power. As far as investigations are concerned, the SEC and the DOJ looking at the accounting around some of the issues in power, those things can take years. And Larry's been pretty open about that. You just don't know. I think, you know, he's made an effort to try to get things organized and to be moving forward. But with those types of situations, you don't know where it's going to go. And you know, they've said they are cooperating with authorities, but it can still take years until they finally come to a conclusion one way or the other. Investors are very much focused on the power business. The turnaround plans for GE, you know, they're three core businesses. It's aviation, healthcare, and power. And for GE to really turn around, power has to come back. And so there's a lot of scrutiny on that. And the rating agencies are watching that very closely. Fitch Ratings recently shifted to a negative outlook around concern around this issue. You know, Fitch expects GE, its cash flow, to be far below its competitors and other industrial companies for a number of years. And that's a big factor because without that cash coming in, GE has a large amount of debt. And that is really what Larry Culp is focused on right now, is deleveraging and getting that debt down. And it's very much a sort of show-me story right now. Like, he has to sort of execute on it. And that's what you're hearing from the rating agencies. Like, we're cautious, we're worried about these things, and they need to see more progress.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Thomas Grida joining us in our studio with the latest on General Electric. Thomas, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.